Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Global Adventure Show with travel writer Debbie Stone. Welcome, everybody. We're so excited today because a travel writer, Debbie Stone, is taking us on a upstate New York. You know, we always think of New York City, but New York, the state itself, has these amazing destinations. And today she's taking us on two adventures. This is part one. Part two will come after this episode. So there's a two-part episode here, which we love. Part one, part two. This one is going to be Niagara Falls, and the second one is Lake Placid. So right after this podcast, you'll be able to hear that one on a second episode. And Debbie's articles are all linked in the show notes. This one is up on our site, nationalparktraveling.com, because it does relate to parks. But welcome back to the show, Fire Monkey. We call her Fire Monkey, as you all know. But welcome back, Debbie, Fire Monkey.
Well,
how
hello
are you?
There. I am very good. Happy to be here.
Yeah. And you went on. I like what you went. It looks windy going out there, like the force of Niagara Falls. You know, you hear about it, you see things, but then, like, I was reading through your story, like, Niagara Falls is, it's epic. It's kind of, how do you, I mean, because you did Victoria Falls. We've talked about that over in Africa. I mean, was this like an epic waterfall for you? Because it looks pretty epic to me.
You know, this was my second time being there. I was there many, many years ago. And I was with my husband this time, and he had never been to Niagara Falls. And I said, well, we are going up to upper state New York. We have to make, you know, we have to make this trip over there because you have to see it. It's just so iconic. And, you know, it was years and years ago, and it still is a big honeymoon destination. People love to get their photos in front of the falls, but it really is epic because there are two sides. There's the, you know, American side, and there's the Canadian side. And so, you know, most visitors try to see the falls from both sides because it's relatively easy. And, you know, you can, there's a bridge that connects the you know, two countries, and you can easily walk across, or you can take a tour that gets you to all these various places and points of viewpoints of the falls. And so, you know, to many people, it is really, you know, on their bucket list in terms of if you really like those iconic destinations. I love waterfalls, so I really, you know, strive to see them wherever I am.
Well, this is actually, you were saying also in your article, it's one of the oldest state parks, right?
Absolutely. I think it is the oldest, actually. So that's another thing. And the state park is lovely. And, you know, people have preferences between both sides. Some people like one side for something and other people like the other side. I think I took a tour. It was called, the company was called Over the Falls Tours. And the tour that I chose was a day experience. It was about 6 or 7 hours, but it included both sides of the falls because I wanted to see everything. And to, you know, to show my husband everything, because I didn't remember any of this except for just seeing the falls. And so it was a really great opportunity to be able to get to both sides and to see the various attractions on both sides.
So the other thing too, doing this, you know, going on a tour, is that we always talk about this on the shows with you about going on these tours. You actually get all these insider stories and understand what you're seeing because, I mean, you went all over the place, and even on a boat, you know, which is amazing. But from what I understand too, this is a company, Over the Falls Tours. Let me get it right. Over the Falls Tours, Niagara.com is the website, right? They've been doing this for a long time. Like, they are the insider know-it-alls on Niagara Falls.
Yes, they are. They are, you know, they have been established for many years. They are highly rated. Their guides are incredibly knowledgeable and have been at it for quite, you know, so many years. Our guide had been at it for many, many years, and she was great. She was both knowledgeable, she was fun, she was humorous, and so it was, you know, to me, it's great. It's great to get that narration, that dialogue, and to be able to ask questions of somebody who's, you know, knows a lot of the facts and a lot of the interesting stories with the falls, you know, such as the people that, you know, have tried to go over the falls and those types
of stories.
Oh, my gosh,
in barrels.
Yes, which is, to me, I was fascinated to hear, you know, about that to me was one of the most interesting stories, you know. And there's been about, I guess there's been like nearly 5,000 or more than 5,000 people that have either gone over or attempted to go over, you know, either intentionally or accidentally since about 1850, and the vast majority did not make it. But the first one was this 63-year-old school teacher who successfully completed the stunt inside of an oak barrel, and she put her cat in it first to see if the cat made it alive.
Mean, you know, our pet sitters, we don't like that now.
I thought it was, you know, I thought that was, you know, I thought, oh gosh, that poor cat. But in any case, the youngest is a 7-year-old boy who in 1960 unintentionally plunged over in nothing but a swimsuit and a life jacket because his boat that his family was on, it capsized. And unfortunately, his father died in the water. His sister was saved before she actually got to the point where she would go over. But Roger went over, and he survived, and he was actually saved, I believe, by a boat. I think one of the Maid of the Mist actually picked him up at the bottom of the falls, and he was fine.
Wow. Wow, it's amazing, yeah. Because it's so thunderous, you know?
Oh, my That's gosh, like... it's like insane. I mean, it really is. You can't even imagine people who choose to do, you know, to do it as a stunt or a dare or whatever, you know, and you know, somebody attempted it on a jet ski, somebody, you know, people have just done it, and it's illegal to do it, and our guide was very emphatic about it, and you'll be fined. I think it was $10,000 that you are fined if you even attempt to do it, you know. So, but it's one of those things that people, you know, they see it, they want to do something, you know, that they consider to be crazy, but if they do it, they consider it to be, you know, oh my gosh, look what I did. I went over Niagara Falls and survived.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it crazy when you think about it? And at the same time, you know, it's such a powerful waterfall that it's producing electricity, you know?
It's incredible. And what I think people will understand is that there are three separate waterfalls. You know, there's the American Falls, there's the Bridal Veil Falls, and then there's Horseshoe Falls, which is that one's the largest, and that one is located mostly on the Canadian side of the Niagara River, while the other two are on the American side within the state park. But you know, it really is amazing. It takes your breath away, literally, physically, whatever, and especially if you are, you know, if you take the Maid of the Mist, which is included in this tour. And I think I would, it's hard pressed not to I would recommend that, period. I think it's a really amazing experience to actually get right up close. And let me tell you, you feel that power of that water and you get soaking wet. Despite the little ponchos that they give you, you will get wet.
Wow. So, I mean, because like, even when you go like the Chesapeake Bay and that crazy bridge there, like they have people on the scout in case people jump, you know, be it like, hey, I want to, you know, prove something on Instagram, like the Grand Canyon stuff, or people just go, that's it. I'm going to my next, you know, adventure, wherever that is, you know, I want to, you know, suicide wise, is that a worry over there with the waterfall being that people use,
you know, it's
that.
A good question. I don't know if it's a real concern. I think the amount of people that are interested in trying or have tried it have probably, you know, decreased over the years. You know,
seems like so trafficked. Like
people.
It's
yeah,
that,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people around, and they have to with the safety and security, and also with it being international. I wanted to ask you this. I mean, you just walk over to Canada, right, on the Canada side, but what paperwork do people need to be able
you
to
have
do
to bring your passport? And on this tour you have to bring your passport, and they will stop at the customs. For example, we started at the American side and went over to the Canadian side, and so you you know, the little van that you're in, whatever vehicle, stops. You all get out with your passports, you all go through one by one through the customs, and then you get back on again. If you're walking, it's the same thing. You will walk up to the customs in their office, you'll, you know, get your passport, you know, and then you move on. And so, you know, it is, you are going between two countries, you know, and so you do need The most important thing is if you're going to take a tour that goes across the border, or if you're planning to just walk across the bridge, you will need your passport. And a lot of people don't realize that. They're like, oh, I can just walk across the bridge. But no, you are going into a different country, you know?
Yeah, so don't think your ID works, you know.
Passport, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that,
yeah.
that's an important thing. I mean, we have one. Yeah, well, we all have one, right? It's like you just, yeah, you'll, listen, never let your passport expire. Don't do
No,
it.
no,
And don't
no,
wait till
no.
the last minute to do it either, because things
No.
change and it's getting easier online now, but don't wait. Do not delay. One thing I want to talk about is when you got over there, because it seems like the Canadian side really has some amazing, you know, things to experience too, not just on the American side, but the Canadian side. Like you've got this,
Yes.
what, a flower clock, the flora clock. And,
Yes. That's a, it's a,
you,
you know, what you'll do is you'll go that what's called the Niagara River Parkway, and it's the scenic route, the scenic road that's on the Canadian side of the falls. And so you'll see the gorge and the what's called the Niagara Whirlpool, which is this incredible volume of water that's coming from the falls, and it's being pushed into this narrow area, this narrow gorge, and so it forms this vortex. And so you can, you know, it's amazing to watch it. And then there's the famous, as you mentioned, the flora clock, which is unbelievable. It has like 16,000 plants in there, and it's
Wow.
designed by horticulturists and students from the Niagara Park School of Horticulture Design. They design it, they plant the faces, and each design every year is unique. It can never be repeated. And another place is the Table Rock Center, and it's you're right on top of this was so cool. You're right on top of Horseshoe Falls, and it gives you this incredible vista of both the American Falls and the Horseshoe Falls, and you can get right up to that brink of the falls, the Horseshoe Falls, and it's just you see how monstrous, how absolutely, you know, dramatic it is. So, and then you can also go to the Skylon Tower, which is an observation tower that also has other things as restaurants and fun centers. But you can get this great bird's eye viewpoint of the falls of the whole area, which I thought was great because, you know, if you see pieces of it, that's one thing. But when you get up there and you see it from up above and you see how massive it is, and you know, you can see the distinct falls and the area, it's wonderful. And the American side also has the observation tower, which is, you know, another viewpoint with you can see all the falls. And so, you know, once again, there are various vantage points, and you could do this all on your own, and you can piece it together. And you know, if you have a car, you can drive from one place to the other, and you have to arrange for the tickets and the times and all that kind of stuff. Whereas this, with you know, with the tour, all of that is arranged, and you just follow your tour leader, and you go from one to the other, and you learn about everything. So I thought it was a wonderful way, especially if people are wanting to do this in a, you know, and they're in a time efficient manner.
I, you know, that, oh yeah, that's important too. But there's, you know, to me, to be able to see from above and get it and then get the experience on the water is huge too. Like
Right.
being there, right there, and actually getting the mist, getting feeling the wind, because you went to the cave, is it the Cave of Wind that you went to?
Yes. Yeah, that's the
So
Cave of the
you
Wind where
feel
you
all
can
the,
go right up there.
yeah.
Right.
So you're getting the full experience. You know, it's amazing to me. That
Yeah.
just shows you how big Mother Nature is, huh? I
Oh,
mean,
it's powerful. And what you said about the hydroelectricity is important too, because that's one of the most important products for the falls, and it's the largest producer of electricity in the entire state. So, you know, that is another, you know, very important part of it, that it's not just a bunch of water. It has a quite an amazing use, you know. And you know, so you'll learn all about that. There's that little museum at the Cave of the Winds, and you know, you'll learn all about that and about kind of the history of the falls. And yeah, so it's fascinating. I encourage people to, you know, if they're in that arena of New York State or want to make the effort to get there, you know, it's a beautiful area. And like I said, the parks are there. You can get to the Canadian side. It's a wonderful, I think it's a wonderful destination.
And not far from New York City, right? Not too far.
Oh, it's far. It's far from New
It's
York City.
far. I always think
Yeah.
about, yeah, see, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. Yeah, everybody just thinks New York City.
New York City is far. It's across the state, and it's on the western part of the
Yeah,
state, and
we
it's
were
near the
there.
border of Canada, so
Yeah,
you're right
we were
there.
right there. We were right there. We were right there about a year and a half ago. And yeah, and I'm going, no way, it's right there and we could do it. And then it's like, do we have our passports? We do. We do. And it's good to not have a DUI on your history if you go over to Canada, which we don't have, thank goodness. Don't, yeah. Canada, yeah, you have to be squeaky clean to go to Canada, seriously. But I think it's amazing that you can just go to a different country. Europe is like that, where you can go into the next country, go into the next country. But I think we're really lucky here in the States that, Canada's right there. Mexico is right there. I mean, you're right there near, Mexico too, and it's like, and such different countries. I mean, North America, when you think about it as a continent, is pretty amazing. I mean, it
I
is.
agree. I
It
agree.
really is to get that, get that. I mean, how the accents change just with one walk over a waterfall. So it's cool.
Also some of the food, I mean, you're gonna get some poutine over there, I mean, that's, if people don't know what that is, it's like, getting French fries that have gravy on them, cheese on them. It's a French Canadian dish that's very popular, and you'll see it when you're close to the border. I saw it on menus. You'll see it on menus up in the Niagara area. I saw it in menus up in the Lake Placid area as well.
Yeah, and it's good for this time of year. I'm just saying, a little bit of warm, gravy and cheese, and put, ooh, poutine is good. Poutine is good. You got to have it. I actually had it on a burger, really, a burger with poutine and cheese curds in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And
I mean, when you're up
all
there
I
in those
can tell,
northern areas,
and I didn't need to eat for a week after that, And I ordered a beer with it. What was I thinking? I
Oh
couldn't
my
finish the
God.
beer. I couldn't finish the food, but I didn't need to eat for a whole week.
As you
We came home.
waddled out, right?
Actually, we did walk back to our bed and breakfast, and it was through Heritage Hills, what it is, all these historic homes. And I was like, it's a good thing we're walking, man. That is some insane amount of food, but it was good. I'm just saying it's, oh, naughty, but so nice, so good. You got to do it. It's good. Being at the border of Canada is not a bad thing, people. There's maple syrup, real maple syrup that comes from over there. And Vermont. And Vermont, we got to give them a shout
Oh
out too.
gosh,
But
yes, Vermont, absolutely.
okay. But apparently, before you go, people can zip line across the Niagara Falls. Is that true? That there's
There
actually
is a
like a
zip line, but you're really going
no.
along kind of alongside of it. I mean, I saw where it was, and it's, I mean, you're going over water, part of water, but you're not going off like in the middle of the Niagara Falls,
No, that would be a little insane. That's, yeah, that would be a little crazy. Okay, good. Everyone, over the falls tours, niagara.com is the website for the tour company. And Debbie's article is up on nationalparktraveling.com since this we're talking about the oldest state park in New York, but I think the whole country like the oldest state park. That's amazing. So very cool park history, and it's up there on nationalparktraveling.com, but all the links are in the show notes. So now we're going to go do a second episode, part two of Travel Monkey, Travel Monkey, Debbie's Fire Monkeys adventures in upstate New York. So stay tuned for the next episode, also in the show notes. So stay tuned. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Big Blend Radio's Global Adventure Show with travel writer Debbie Stone. Debbie is here every fourth Tuesday. You can keep up with us at bigblendradio.com.